When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
We are so thrilled to be back with you all after a summer break, and boy, do we have some catching up to do. So we'll meet you at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel
with the grace of a magnolia.
We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table.
So pull up a chair.
Welcome back. Before we jump into our topic today, y'all know how important the metaphorical table and the literal kitchen table is to us. We hope to you all. It's where we gather. It's where we eat meals. It's where we do homework and play games. And for us, it's where we record this podcast.
That's right.
So enter our sponsor for this episode, Tennessee Woodworks. They are craftsmen for custom farmhouse style furniture. And y'all, they offer a very, very wide selection of furniture for every room of your home.
So true. Well, let's focus in on dining room since that's where the table is.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Well, for your dining room, they have pretty much everything you could need. Solid oak benches and buffets and servers, dining chairs, dining tables. They do oval tables, rectangular tables. They even have extension leaves for those large gatherings with your friends and your family.
Yeah.
They even have 12 colors of stain. So,
okay, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so it's oak, which I always think of as going to be light.
Mm-hmm.
But they can stain it any shade you need.
Make it what you want.
They have a server that has a wine rack in it that I love.
Oh, that sounds nice.
They call
nice.
It the Canyon server.
Okay.
So pretty. But a variety of architectural styles, if you like, you know, your Emission style,
mm-hmm.
or you like, you know, there's just a such variety of
That's
ladder
unique.
Back chairs and all different kinds of things. So go take a look for yourself. See what you need. See what they can do for you at TennesseeWoodworks.com. Or if you're in the Nashville area and you would like to schedule a free in-home consultation, you can contact them through the website. We'll also link to them in the show notes as well.
So cool. Tennessee Woodworks, we thank you. All right, we have some summer highlights to share with y'all. We thought this might be a good on-ramp back into the rest of this year's episodes because we've gone places, but we've also stayed home and just kind of had some regular old summer days.
We've traveled together, we've traveled apart, and we haven't.
We've navigated the heat of the South.
And which sometimes I just stay in the house.
That's going to be part of the things that we found that are real simple to do is what can we do inside? So first, we thought it would be fun to tell y'all about a rooftop that we just loved.
One of our favorite moments together this summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So fun.
A highlight for us together and a highlight rooftop bar moment. So the Memphian Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, it's in the Midtown area, has a rooftop bar called Tiger and Peacock. And it is extremely posh. And just imagine velvets and tiger prints and gold-trimmed, you know, just frames and just, I mean.
Yeah, every little nook and cranny in there is just got so much personality.
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, a big, like, selfie or photo of me in a picture. But all the chairs were so cool. I was like, I almost want my picture sitting in each of these cool chairs.
Yeah.
And I did see lots of groups doing photos, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. it was just super cool. Mm-hmm.
It was. We got tucked away in a little spot and we ordered small plates. That was fun. We just had a few things that we just shared, including one of the yummiest grilled cheese sandwiches we've ever had because it was special. I mean, it was unique.
It was very special. It's like my two favorite things clashing together. I mean, not clashing, but
meshing
yes. together. Southern pimento cheese.
Yes, Lord.
And Asian kimchi.
I mean, who would have thought those could pair?
Those would be so delicious together.
It's yummy, y'all. So replicate it on your own at home, or if you're in the Memphis area, go
definitely try that.
And then we had a lovely flatbread, a pizza, you know, flatbread. That had pesto and peaches.
I love peaches in the summer.
Goat cheese and steak.
Yeah, it was even a really interesting.
It was very good.
Together those flavors were wonderful.
But I would say where they really shined were their craft cocktails.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, they really shined with their decor too. Yes. So I started out with a sparkling rosé French 75.
One of your favorite drinks and is a French 75. Uh-huh.
You started out with
ginger rosemary bourbon smash.
Yum.
And it was perfection.
It was so good. I had to order one too.
And I also tried the cucumber elderflower gimlet. I like cucumbery things in the summer.
And elderflower is good in everything. Yeah. I'm drawn to that in any listing of cocktails, for sure. It was just a fun spot. You know, we weren't staying at the hotel, but if you're staying at the hotel, that would be really cool to have a, you know,
really cool space to
go up to.
It would be so perfect for if you were going to a show or something and you just wanted a little food and a mm-hmm. fun drink and photo moment.
Yeah.
Perfect for that.
It was fun. Rooftop bars are a thing.
Oh, like, for sure.
Really popular.
In fact, cities often will have, like, you know, best rooftop bar in the city or something like that. So we give that to the Memphian in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Big thumbs up. Okay, you had a great moment with our mom this summer. So I wanted you to tell about that.
I sure did. Well, we went to the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, it is listed as one of the best botanical gardens in the country.
That's awesome.
So that was one of the reasons I thought, okay, we'll definitely make time for that on this jaunt. And so I did not realize just how massive it was. So that it covers 79 acres.
Whoa.
And it has, you know, like most botanical gardens, different sections. So the rose garden, the Chinese garden, the Japanese garden, the woodland garden, the English, like more formal English garden, like just so many different areas.
Yeah.
And then it also had a climatron, which is a like enclosed conservatory of tropical rainforest kind of plants. So I would say, and they told me this in the beginning, the climatron and the Japanese garden are not to be missed.
Okay.
That their Japanese garden alone is 14 acres.
Oh my gosh.
How
are people, walking this?
So you did see lots of walkers.
Okay.
But they also do have, I mean, you're going to have to walk.
Right.
In this experience. But they do have a like trolley that you can pay $5 a person to ride.
Okay.
And it takes you from like section to section.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're, you know, gonna have to walk once you get to that section.
Yeah, but you can ride it multiple times.
But you can ride it all day for $5 per person.
Worth it.
So that I felt like was really worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's food on the property. We actually didn't eat on our trip. Mm-hmm. We had other plans, but they do have food options. But it's stunning.
Okay, I love it. What was the plant or the something that stood out the most to you?
Oh, that's a fun question. I probably took the most photos inside the Climatron, just seeing rainforest things I had never seen mm-hmm. before. You
that's
know what
cool.
I mean?
That's cool. Yeah.
God's creativity just blows me away when I'm looking at things like that, where there's just colors and mm-hmm. directions of, you know, flowers and spiky things. I mean, there's just so yeah. many different textures. Yeah. And that's yeah, awesome. It was amazing.
I love it. So that was a good mom sort
for
of
sure.
moment.
Yeah, we both really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I had a good family moment that I wanted to talk about. We went to the world's first Peppa Pig theme park that is...
Oh, that's Jacob's thing.
The Peppa Pig theme park is located just steps away from Legoland Florida Resort in the city of Winter Haven, which is 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa.
Okay, yeah, I've been to Winter Haven.
So it's considered a mid-park, meaning they intend for you to spend half a day there. Like, okay. The park is set up, you know, for more than an hour. You know, it's not like a...
Yeah, and for the cost, you're going to want to be there more than an hour.
Yeah, but it's not a full day experience. So they call it a mid-park. It's only been open 6 months.
Okay.
But I thought it was so cool because I got to actually sit down with one of the directors there. And he was telling me, you know, they chose Florida because there's visitors coming from all over the world already for the theme parks in
of course.
The area. And, you know, there's just so many experts, from entertainers to, like, ride safety experts, engineers, like,
landscape artists,
yeah,
everything.
They're all already yeah. there. So, it was a new concept. It really is the world's first Peppa Pig park. You know, she's British.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
So
cute.
You know, she's got this cute little British accent. And if you don't know her, it's just very simple drawings. You know, it's very preschool.
Her little family, they're the characters.
Yeah, yeah. It's very preschool focused. And I just thought it was the cutest little park because everything there was also very simple. Like, just translated directly from the show. But
and geared for his age, which so many parks, it's like, you can't do that. You're not tall enough for that.
Exactly.
But this is, like, geared for that
yes.
age. So, go just have at it.
Yes. If you've been to a theme park that has, like, a kiddie section or a kiddie land, you yeah. don't have to, like, have your preschool age child see the big rides and kind of wish they were bigger.
Yeah.
This is all that they're focused on. So,
so sweet.
From that perspective, it was awesome. And they're really pleased. They said that it's a concept that's really working. So
cool.
Even in just the little 6 months that they've been open, that it's going well. And I thought this was cool. They partnered with the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards to open as a certified autism center.
That's cool.
So in order for them to earn this accreditation. Thank
uh-huh.
you. The park has conducted staff-wide autism sensitivity and awareness training. They did a sensory guide that features a review of every attraction, providing insight on how a child with sensory processing issues may be affected by each of the five senses. Uh-huh. Like, it's a
yeah.
real rigid process. And so I just congratulate them
yeah.
on, you know, opening
That's
themselves
cool.
to even just the
Meet
inclusion
that.
Of those sorts of children
yeah.
and those special needs. But, you know, they're excited to welcome preschool age families, and Legoland, like I said, is just steps away. So you could...
What is the age group for that? Do you know?
I mean, I feel like kindergarten and up, really.
Okay.
A lot of 8-year-olds, I feel like
yeah.
that's kind of a sweet spot. But
yeah, even 10, 12.
Even into,
even
into the tween age,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of kids, or boys especially, I think, love that building.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was super fun. And then we also had a very big treat. We got to take our son to Disney for the first time, to the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
So we walked, you know, 15,000 steps or something crazy like that. And he did so good.
Oh,
his little legs just went everywhere with us.
So
he really
sweet.
Didn't crash until the very end of the day when we were getting back on the the tram or whatever the thing is called that takes you all around and back to your parking space. They have 50,000 parking spaces.
Well, what I was thinking is you all wanted to crash, just you're not allowed to when you're the adults. Exactly. But you all wanted to crash by that point. I can promise you.
We were still stuffing ourselves with cotton candy. And they do have this Dole Whip ice cream treat there. It's like a pineapple-y, kind of citrusy ice cream that was just so refreshing. Okay. So we were still eating like sugar at like 11 p.m. just to like get ourselves home. But it was, I mean, how can you not have a fun highlight
at Disney?
At the Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
So
I love that he got to see Peppa Pig though, because
that's his character he loves right now. And he did get to meet Woody. He got a high five from Woody at one of the pop-up parades that they do there at the Magic Kingdom. So that was special.
It helped that our friend could tell that that was about to happen, a pop-up parade. She's been enough to know that.
Yeah, if you have a friend or a loved one that is familiar with Disney, tap into their resources.
And their
because
knowledge.
There is so much to be thinking about. I'm just overwhelmed by it all. Yeah, so, yeah.
That does help.
There's a lot of pre-planning to do, and then even in real time things to know. So if you've got, you know, the advantage of knowing anyone that is close to those sorts of intel, tap into it. All right, so that was some big moments. What else?
Sometimes those are the highlights, but sometimes little simple things are too, right?
Yeah.
Well, one of my simple pleasures this summer, I know I'm showing my age when I keep always talking about feeding my birds and all of that, all that goes with that. But it really is just brings me so much joy to see that in my yard. So I have a new plant that my friend Leslie gave me. It's called bergamot. I'm not sure how you say it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, like the T might be silent on the end.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure if it's bergamot or bergamot. Anyway, it has it looks like it's in the mint family from the leaves and everything. It has blooms. The one I have, the blooms are kind of a purpley kind of color.
Pretty.
And I think that's been attracting some butterflies and bees and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to touch it when I walk by. It just smells so good.
You have it in a pot or is it planted
in
the ground?
I have it in the ground.
Okay.
And it's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another new plant that was a bulb.
Mm-hmm.
I planted several and only three of them popped up. So I don't know what makes all of
so
that
hard
so
to
interesting.
Know.
But anyway, it's called Liatris, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, I put that over near the hummingbird feeder because I wanted to kind of attract some hummingbirds. And I've been trying to be faithful. When it's this hot, you're supposed to change the syrup out every couple of days.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
And so I've been trying to, what I did was just make a big thing of simple syrup.
Okay.
Stick it in the fridge. And then every few days I just put some, not like
fill
it up.
Okay, changing the whole thing out.
Just put some in there.
Okay.
And they've been coming, and that's been joyful for me of just watching those little hummingbirds.
So, wonder, is it the same one coming? Or, like, how much are they moving around?
Yeah, that I don't know. I have seen two close together where I knew there was two.
Yeah, like, okay.
But I don't know. Is there just two and they're coming frequently?
Right.
Or is there, I don't
like,
know.
Are they moving on? And how much of a space of, or a span of, like, land?
Yeah, and would they come and then in 5 minutes come again? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know. It's not like they're there very long. They can't be getting that much.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love
that's one of my simple.
That
joys.
Is simple, and that can be a summer highlight too. I have a very simple.
And
summer.
I can watch them from the air conditioning if I want to.
That's true.
Because of my kitchen window.
That's
and
true.
Y'all, it's hot. So
it is. So we, speaking of hot, we bowled. Bowling is just like I feel like a go-to summer activity.
Had Jacob ever done that?
No.
I didn't think so. He's
and
just
he
four.
Did so good. So in our bowling alley, they have the main lanes.
Uh-huh.
But they have an arcade, and it has, I think it's four shorter lanes that also have those bumpers up.
Yes.
But they have small balls.
Oh.
So okay. Imagine maybe like the size of, I'm showing you with my hands, Lainey.
Bigger than a softball.
Bigger than, like a couple inches wider in diameter than a softball. But kind of a similar, well, it's a little heavier than a softball too. But manageable, for sure, for preschoolers. And he picked one of them up, because somebody had walked away from their game and, like, was not playing it anymore. So it was still set up. He throws it, throws a strike.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, do you love bowling? And he was like, that was cool, you know. Like, he was kind of embarrassed, like he didn't really know. And so I was like, yes, I really want him to love bowling, because I love bowling. Uh-huh. And so we did, you know, we went to the big lanes because we had some older nephews with us. But with the bumpers up, and they have those...
like a trainer, kind
of. Yeah, what do you call that? Like this
big... like feeds it in to the middle or where you want it to be.
It's like a big walker that you kind of move over that's got this ramp.
I have seen kids do that before.
So between the bumpers and that, I mean, he broke 100. I think he did like 116 or something.
So cute.
He was like second or third place.
So cute.
In our family that was bowling.
Good to know.
But that was so wonderful and nice and cool.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, you know, we're like racking up quite a bill between the arcade and bowling and shoes for everybody. And anyway, so yeah, that was fun. And then we had this moment where I was like, I need to figure out something for Jacob to do with our dad. You know, he's not like going to combat the heat for a long time. He's not going to do a lot of walking. But the city was doing a fishing day over at the public, one of the public parks has a pond.
Yes.
Catch and release. And so they provided these really simple poles.
Okay.
And they had worms.
So cute.
And so
they like the basics.
They were like, just come, you know, for like an hour or, you know, 90 minutes or so. We're going to be set up, have worms for the kids. And so, I mean, it was the most simple fun, but it was priceless, really.
It really is. And our dad loves to be on water of any sort.
Yeah.
So that's so fun.
Yeah.
He got to do that.
Yeah.
And I got to see a couple of the pictures that you put up.
Oh, I know.
Priceless.
Priceless. And again, kind of like throwing a strike when he first bowled. Like he, within seconds, caught. I was like, now wait a minute. I want you to know that like one of the main sort of character building traits that fishing teaches you is patience.
That's right.
And you didn't have to wait. You got lucky because you get what you want so often. So it's hard to teach you life lessons because
that's hilarious.
You have such favor in everywhere you go. But yeah, it was really sweet and just reminded me that we live in such a unique, special place that our city would even offer such a thing.
Offer that.
Yeah.
I know. That is so special.
Well, we had another father moment.
I was going to say, I had a fun moment with Dad this summer, too. I had a client that told me about a very unique dining experience.
Okay.
That intrigued me. And that was at this place in Leaper's Fork in Franklin.
Okay.
There's a guy there that makes, he does a lot of country hams.
Okay.
Cures hams and smokes meat, makes sausage and all of that. So I had seen his place before, Ernie Greer's hams.
Okay.
Where I had seen a sign for that.
Yeah.
And it's like
sign, like meaning like a banner.
Like a little very small sign in his front yard of his home where he lives. But I had never really stopped because that wasn't anything I needed. And so when this person was telling me about the dining experience, I was like, now I've seen this country ham place. Is that? And he said, yes. On the weekends, they do, you have to make a reservation, but they do a dining experience there. And he said, it's one of the best steaks you'll have in your life.
Now, see, that's a moment where you're like, if this was a stranger telling me this, I would probably write this off.
Right.
But you knew this person.
Yeah. And he, And I said, well, that's so funny. I didn't know it was a restaurant. He's like, well, it's kind of one of those, like, word of mouth things.
I love
so,
it.
So, that's why you didn't know that.
Underground, secret kept, yeah.
So, we went. Mm-hmm. We took your whole family mm-hmm. and then me and Dad.
Yeah.
For Father's Day.
Father's Day, yeah.
And so, I thought that was fun, even to celebrate both Philip and Dad. And you can bring your own wine or alcohol with you because they don't have any kind of liquor license.
Now, that's really nice if you're eating a steak.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that like to pair a nice wine with their steak. And if you're at a steakhouse, if you're anywhere, wine is so marked up.
Right.
So anywhere that you go.
That intrigued me too because I thought, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but what's so unique about this? Okay, so first let's just talk about Ernie Greer, who's the cook and the owner. Mm-hmm. Total overalls, t-shirt, Tennessee mm-hmm. t-shirt, Tennessee hat is kind of mm-hmm. what he's known mm-hmm. to.
Just a country boy.
To wear.
Yep.
And walks around, checks on you, mm-hmm. like in his little overalls mm-hmm. before he's taking the steaks back in the back to cook. Just very down home.
For sure.
Wait staff.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think is the most funny is you're having this delicious steak and it's served on a paper plate and the tables are like pop-up chairs,
like you'd see at the
fellowship hall of the church.
Uh-huh.
So, just a very unique dining experience, but we had a good time.
It was a good quality steak. It was.
It was really good food, and then how funny we didn't know we'd be sitting at the table that was right next to the toys.
Oh, they even had toys for kids.
That kept Jacob entertained.
There are grandparents in the house.
That's right.
They know. Hey,
and
kids
boy, were there.
Yeah.
Right. Like lots of gray hairs in there.
That was kind of the crowd, wasn't it? And I loved that. Our dad was like almost shoulder to shoulder with other men his age, and they all had like the
same nice dress shirt,
so button cute. Up dress shirt, you know, just like that generation.
Pants and belt.
Yep, yeah. Khakis. Yep.
Yes.
Nice dress shoes.
So cute.
They just know how to dress.
Yes.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
So Ernie Greer's. That was a good call and a good special treat for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Well, those were some good highlights. We just wanted to sort of throw out,
here's what we've been doing while we haven't been sitting with you.
We've been up to a lot more, but you'll just hear more as the days unfold. And we can't wait to spend more time with you. We do have lots of upcoming episodes that are going to include more great Southern culture, food, history, the people of the South, the things that we love about living here. And even when we travel, we just love coming back home.
We do.
So, with that being said, Lainey, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.